Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty University petitions the Court of Appeals on a Title VII case. We're going to be talking about this matter on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this case just seems like a slam dunk when you've got a male who wants to be identified as a female, but yet wants to work at a Christian university like Liberty University, which has a Christian mission. It seems like a slam dunk the court would rule in favor of Liberty University, but this is not the case.
Yeah, the case is going on. So Liberty Counsel, we represent Liberty University. We previously filed a notice of appeal to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals after a federal court did not dismiss the Title VII lawsuit in the case of Zinsky versus Liberty University. We raised a number of legal arguments. We raised the First Amendment freedom of religion, the ministerial exception under the First Amendment, the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and we also raised the exemptions under Title VII. Title VII is the 1964 Civil Rights Act that applies to employment, and there's an exemption as it relates to religious employers so that religious employers can continue to carry out their religious mission and not be overridden by somebody like Jonathan Zinsky in this case.
And you know, this case is so important for that very reason. I mean, this could really be telling as far as protecting or not protecting the Christian missions of these Christian universities or businesses. So we really are watching this case and fighting faithfully and hopefully that Liberty University will have the freedom to be able to hire whom they choose.
So the case is at a, what's called an interlocutory phase. I don't want to get too legalese here, but you have situations like if you have a permanent injunction that's denied by statute, you can appeal those right away as of right. But there's other cases where there's motions and there's orders along the way in a case, and they're not final. The case hasn't become final. There hasn't been a final ruling on the matter. And so now you have this situation. We file a motion to dismiss. That motion to dismiss is denied. So what we did was we filed an appeal because at this stage, it's a discretionary act by the Court of Appeals to take that case, to take this order. And then we also filed with the lower court judge that issued the order to certify this particular order to the Court of Appeals. And you certify a case to a Court of Appeals, even though it's in the interim phase, because the issue that's being certified can be the final disposition of the entire case. And that's what we have here. Why take Liberty University through months and maybe even years of discovery and litigation to get a final ruling and then eventually take that on appeal when there's a legal issue here? And that legal issue, if decided in favor of Liberty University, will end the case now. And that's what we have. So the district court agreed and certified the key question facing the court, among other things, namely whether sections 702 and 703 of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 exempts a religious institution like Liberty University so that it can protect its religious freedom to carry out its Christian mission. That's a critical component. We have other claims as well, First Amendment free exercise, ministerial exception, Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act as well. But this one issue alone, on any of them, if we win the whole case. And so this one issue is, does Title VII, the employment law, that's the federal law, provide in this case where you have this LGBTQ agenda conflicting with a school's religious mission, is Liberty University exempted? In other words, can they carry out under Title VII their religious mission by acting accordingly and then not have to deal with Title VII? Title VII should protect them automatically on its face, and that's what we argue, among many other things. And so that's the issue now that's going to be presented to the Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit that sits in Virginia. in Richmond, Virginia, and it covers several states. From there, this case could go directly to the United States Supreme Court as well on that issue alone, but there's also many other issues that are part of our litigation.
I mean, this man was taking hormones 4 months before he was hired. He signed and affirmed the doctoral statement of Liberty University. And as soon as his 90-day probation period expired, he said, oh, by the way, I'm taking female hormones and I want to be identified as a female. Eleanor, please call me that. And it's like, that was very deceptive. So it sounds very clearly like this is a setup.
Oh, it's very much a setup. Because as you said, I mean, before Jonathan Zinsky applied, Jonathan Zinsky knew what he was going to do.
And he could have easily gone to some other secular university or business and gotten a job, no problem.
And he chose Liberty University. And he's already taking female hormones. He's a male, biological male, taking female hormones for 4 months. Then he applies to Liberty University. And part of the application, you have to affirm the doctrinal statement.
Which, you know, God created male and female. That's it.
And it says very specifically,
you can't change that.
Very specifically, it's not some generic doctrinal statement that God created two sexes, male and female, in his image.
You're either one or the other. There's no changing that.
Right. And it goes on to say that not only did God create male and female in his image, but it's also a sin to identify as the opposite of your birth sex.
Right.
That it's a sin to do that. So it's very, very specific. Thankfully, Liberty University had this very specific doctrinal statement, and that has been part of the university's doctrinal statement for a while. Zinsky knew about it. Zinsky signed off on it when signing the application and submitting the application, then gets approved for a hire, gets hired, and then goes under the radar for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then just as soon as the 90-day probation expires, then comes up and says, guess what?
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. But now you, I want to identify as Eleanor. I'm going to be, quote, transitioning. And I want to continue to work here. And Liberty University consults with the individual, finds out that, yeah, he's serious about this. And this is the whole situation. He knew about the doctrinal statement, but still wants to have the university essentially change its own position.
Right. You know, I could see this case eventually going to the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think this case has U.S. Supreme Court written all over it in so many different ways. This is one aspect. There's a number of legal defenses that we have. One of them is that Liberty University is exempted from Title VII by Section 702 and 703. And it only makes sense because if Liberty University is not exempt under Title VII, then what would happen is any religious institution would be forced to violate its own religious mission.
I mean, think about other Christian schools, churches, other religious organizations would be forced to hire those who do not agree with the Christian doctrine and mission.
Yeah, because churches at a certain size,
that's wrong.
Title VII applies if you have 15 or more employees. So a lot of churches will have 15 or more employees. So Title VII applies to churches.
Mm-hmm.
It applies to religious institutions, religious colleges, universities, schools, any religious organization, if you have 15 or more employees.
But you know, this LGBTQ agenda, Matt, is just trying to cram themselves into these various places where they don't belong. And religious organizations is not one of where they belong.
Well, in religious, you know, religious organizations are entitled to carry out their religious doctrine.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Zinsky could work at Liberty University as long as he complied with Liberty University's doctrinal statement.
Right.
Which is very clear with regards to this issue of God creating two sexes, male and female, and that it's a sin to identify with something other than how God created you as male or female at birth.
And he affirmed and signed that. But,
yeah, so it's a definite setup. And obviously it's a setup because Jonathan Zinsky is represented by the ACLU. And so this is a test case, and Liberty Counsel is defending Liberty University. We're one step closer now to having the critical legal question addressed at the Court of Appeals and eventually, ultimately, at the U.S. Supreme Court. This case is garnering a lot of attention from legal experts because they understand the importance of this case and how other religious freedom of other churches and religious institutions depend upon the final outcome of this critically important litigation. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.